Adults in Charge, Top 9 Degenerate Democrat Scandals Under Joe Biden. By Christina Wong on December 18, 2023. After Joe Biden was elected to the White House, Democrat pundits hailed the return of Adults in Charge in Washington. However, since his election, there has been no shortage of scandals exposing Democrat degeneracy and perversion, including in the halls of power in D.C. and in the White House. Here are the top most recent Democrat scandals under Joe Biden's presidency. 1. Democrat staffer having sex in the Senate. A graphic video emerged on December 15 of a Democrat staffer for Democrat Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, having anal sex with someone in the United States Senate hearing room in the U.S. Capitol, which is government property and American taxpayer-funded. The video showed the staffer naked and on all fours on a table where senators conduct their business. He has since been fired. 2. Porn webcam Democrat Virginia Senate candidate Susanna Gibson. In September, The Washington Post revealed that Susanna Gibson, a Democrat candidate for a Virginia Senate seat and a nurse practitioner, had performed sex acts with her husband for a live online audience on a website called Chatterbait and encouraged viewers to request sex acts and pay them with tips. Some of the videos archived online were as recent as September 30, 2022. Gibson lost her race by fewer than 1,000 votes. 3. Baggie of cocaine found in the White House. In July, a baggie of cocaine was found inside the White House West Wing by a Secret Service agent. The Secret Service later claimed there was insufficient DNA present and that they could not identify the owner of the baggie. Fox News's Jesse Waters later claimed documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request showed there were 3 vials of DNA from the investigation. 4. Trans influencer Rose Montoya flashes breasts at White House picnic. Just a month before Cocaine Gate, a trans influencer at a Pride event at the White House flashed his fake breasts at a White House event that also hosted children. The trans influencer, Rose Montoya, pulled down his dress and grabbed his fake breasts, according to a video that was widely circulated on social media. The White House was forced to condemn the act and ban Montoya from visiting the White House again. 5. Navy enlists drag queen influencer to recruit more sailors. In May, the Navy revealed that it recruited a drag queen influencer as part of a pilot program to help recruit more people. The influencer, who is an active duty sailor named Joshua Kelly, goes by the name Harpy Daniels and had performed for other service members during deployments on ships. 6. Democrat mayor arrested on child porn-related charges. In March, the former Democrat mayor of College Park, Maryland, was arrested on dozens of charges of possessing and distributing child porn. The former mayor, reportedly a mentee of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, has been photographed with Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and other high-profile Democrats. He resigned prior to his arrest. He was sentenced to 30 years in jail last month. 7. Non-binary Biden senior official and BDSM practitioner caught stealing luggage. In December 2022, top Biden Department of Energy official and dog play fetishist Sam Brinton was caught stealing luggage at a Las Vegas airport. In April, the now former Biden official agreed in a plea deal to pay the victim nearly $3,670 and received a suspended jail sentence of 180 days and probation. 8. Army colonel exposed in pup play. In December 2022, it was exposed that an Army colonel had taken photos of himself in uniform and a dog mask, including in what appeared to be an official Army photo. An account called at @Nova_campaigns exposed the colonel, who had since retired. The retired colonel had numerous photos of himself in a dog mask and uniform, posing with junior service members. The Army said it was investigating the photos, but the outcome of that investigation is not known. 9. Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo faced allegations of sexual misconduct. In 2021, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced allegations of sexual harassment, including that he groped former female staffers. Cuomo resigned over the allegations. Investigators said he subjected women to unwanted kisses, groped their breasts or buttocks or otherwise touched them inappropriately, made insinuating remarks about their looks and their sex lives, and created a work environment rife with fear and intimidation. Democrat scandals predating Biden. There is also no shortage of Democrat sex scandals predating the Biden administration. In December 2020, Axios revealed that an alleged Chinese Communist Party spy named Fang Fang had targeted Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, getting so close that she was able to place interns in his office. Swalwell has never addressed allegations that his relationship with the alleged Chinese spy was sexual. In March 2020, former Democrat Florida governor candidate Andrew Gillum was found inebriated in a Miami Beach hotel room with a man who had overdosed. Police found three bags of drugs suspected to be crystal meth. Photos of Gillum later emerged, showing Gillum lying in his own vomit on the floor. He later said he was bisexual. In 2019, Representative Katie Hill, DCA, was revealed to have been engaging in a throuple with her then-husband and a former female staffer. Numerous photos of Hill emerged, including one of her nude and brushing her former staffer's hair. Hill resigned amid the controversy. Other famous Democrats embroiled in scandal include former Representative Anthony Weiner, who was busted for sending women sexually suggestive photos of himself in underwear, and embattled Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, who has faced allegations of not paying prostitutes and patronizing underage prostitutes. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer resigned in 2008 after it was revealed that he had patronized a prostitution ring. And former President Bill Clinton was impeached after his affair with intern Monica Lewinsky was revealed in 1998 after Clinton was sued by Paula Jones, a former Arkansas State employee, in 1997. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.